The unelected so-called health experts at Davos 2024 are now prioritizing Disease X, the final solution to solidify New World Order domination. How did we get here? It began with utilizing COVID hysteria. Dr. Fauci blew up the age-old regulatory process for testing new vaccines in order to bring in a host of DNA-altering technology. COVID has since been proven to have been created in a lab. Disease X is lab-driven from the outset. Decades of researching human genes in mice and other animals and the discovery of ancient diseases have resulted in the World Economic Forum nonchalantly predicting that Disease X, with a 100% kill rate, could spread across the world in as little as 36 hours, killing upwards of 80 million people. Research has been ongoing at the UK's high-security, state-of-the-art facility in Porton Down, where a threat list grows of animal viruses capable of infecting humans. Meanwhile, the United States Congress is pushing the bioresearch bill, H.R. 3832, to further U.S. labs' research of Disease X. Disease X represents far more than a pandemic of untold mass death. Disease X allows the pharma billionaires behind it to become trillionaires.
Now, Disease X, I've been teaching this sort of thing pretty well full-time since 1990. And I'd never heard of this Disease X. So I looked at some of my books, because when I wrote my book, I couldn't remember putting it in. So it wasn't in there. But so it must be a new disease. It's a virus we don't know yet, but we do know it's out there. But the video I was doing yesterday was examining a particular virus that was experimentally used to infect mice, caused a disease of the brain. And at the end of the study, none of the mice at the end of the study were alive anymore. And that virus, my understanding from reading of the paper, was it evolved in cell cultures in a laboratory. So as a result of going through cell cultures in a laboratory, the function of the virus had been increased.
So is the next pandemic really preventable?
Funding from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation supported CEPI to invest $1.2 million in a startup to create under-the-tongue vaccine wafers for needle-free vaccines against Disease X.
You heard what? On whose podcast?
Is he a doctor? No?
Thank you. Medical professional.
Everything we've learned about the vaccines since they've come out is horrifying. There's not a single study showing that the messenger RNA is broken down. There's not a study showing it leaves the body.
I wish to apologize for any harm I've done. Any people who've incurred harm in any way from my actions as a partner and a manager in a vaccine center.
The New World Order zealots are feverishly digging themselves out of a bottomless pit.
Let me be clear. WHO did not impose anything on anyone during the COVID-19 pandemic. Not lockdowns, not mask mandates, not vaccine mandates. We don't have the power to do that. We don't want it, and we're not trying to get it.
There is out there a deliberate undermining of mainstream media. There are the conspiracy theorists, there are the social media drivers who are trying to do everything they can to keep people in their little filter bubbles, to prevent people from actually agreeing on a common set of facts.
What had been deemed conspiracy theory 2 years ago is now being passed off in high gaslighting hubris propaganda circles as common knowledge.
So these findings are not really at all surprising. We've known about these side effects really since the vaccines began rolling out. At the end of 2020, early 2021, we've seen this myocarditis, inflammation of the heart muscle, pericarditis, inflammation of the sac around the heart, as well as this unusual blood clot that forms in the brain from the virus vector vaccine. So none of these findings are new.
As if the minions of the big pharma perpetrators finally read the Nuremberg Code. After seeing the horrific data of Skyrim.
Find and share that video, as always, at band.video. America, We Warned You by John Bowne. We'll be right back.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure Water Filtration Systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
It's Tuesday, June 18th in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing.
Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. We've got a big, big show for you today, folks. There's so much. There's too much to talk about. It is completely insane. So we're going to get into it. We're going to try our best to cover absolutely everything. It's like every day there's like one or two big stories. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to really drill down on this. I'm going to cover this fully, really get into this. Then over 24 hours, there's like nine of these. There's like nine of these stories where, because I really want to drill down, I want to get into what was exposed from the manifesto from the transgender shooter. Get into not only what was exposed in the manifesto, some very interesting stuff, but also, of course, get into the fact that the journalist who published it was being threatened with prison for not saying who his source was. Very disturbing threat. Against free speech, and of course, there are political implications as to who the judge is, where her loyalty lies. So I want to get into that in a very big way. We're going to have to touch again on Joe Biden's ridiculously evident, prima facie, just on the surface, total incompetence, because they're making claims now that are utterly ridiculous about this. So we got to cover his cognitive decline, if you can even call it that. The AG of Kansas has now declared he's bringing action against Pfizer for misleading claims about the vaccine. Still want to get into the Idaho water crisis, the manufactured crisis, where they're limiting water for farmers to actually grow their food. It just goes on and on. Just like every one of these deserves 3 hours dedicated to it. And we have like nine of these different stories. So we're going to try to get into all of them. Try as hard as we can. But we'll begin today, as we do every day, with our Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Tuesday, the 18th of June, 2024. Joe Biden to deplete oil reserves to artificially lower gas prices months before election. Putting our future and our national security at risk for temporary political gain? Yep, that's Democrat policy, all right. Joe Biden will deplete the U.S. oil reserves to artificially lower gas prices months before the presidential election. When Biden was installed in January 2021, nationwide average gas was $2.39 per gallon. Today, gas is $3.44 per gallon, thanks to Joe Biden's war on domestic oil production. President Joe Biden is prepared to release more oil from the country's strategic reserves if gas prices increase during the summer. This is the latest plan by the Biden administration to counter high prices at the pumps and the more expensive prices on various goods due to inflation. Ah, yes. Draining our strategic reserves to make up for their other economic catastrophes. Brilliant. Well done. When people like this rule a nation, it doesn't last very long, I'll have you know. Remember, earlier this year, the Biden regime canceled its plan to refill the Strategic Petroleum Reserve because oil was way too expensive. But remember, Biden himself was the one that drained the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to its lowest level in 40 years. He did this by selling the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserves to Europe, India, and China. But now he's going to use the strategic reserve, you know, the rainy day fund, the thing that's there in case of an emergency. He's going to drain that for immediate political advantage, making people think that the economy is better than it is by tapping into our strategic reserves. This is not a mindset that allows for future greatness. No, just immediate convenience. I don't know if it's evil or just immoral. I guess it's just immoral. Then again, he's selling it to China, so I guess there's evil there too. Anyway, moving on. Ex-CDC director predicts bird flu pandemic. What you need to know, over 40 cattle herds across the country have confirmed cases of bird flu. Remember how they sent out the PCR test? Remember how they wanted to test every cow with the PCR test? PCR test that could easily be manipulated to achieve a positive result, a false positive? Well, apparently they're having results. Extremely rare for the virus to spread from one human to another, says the CDC. But former CDC Director Redfield says bird flu will enter humans and it could have significant mortality. Does nobody find this a little bit suspicious? Nobody wondering how this could have happened? How we go 100 years without a major pandemic? One happens to occur in 2020, just at the cusp of the American election. And then 4 years later, there's just another one. So we went 100 years with no pandemic, and now there's one every election year and nobody asks questions. Come on. Come on. Please, people, please. Just a modicum of suspicion would be, well, life-saving at this point. Meanwhile, in a story that really illustrates the state of the nation right now, Secret Service confirms agent robbed during Biden's California trip. That's right. A United States Secret Service agent was robbed at gunpoint over the weekend in California and fired his gun during the incident. According to local and federal law enforcement agencies, the incident occurred around 9:30 p.m. on Saturday near a residential community in Orange County as the agent was returning from a work assignment. The agent had his bag stolen at gunpoint, according to a release from the Tustin Police Department. During the incident, the agent fired his government-issued weapon, the United States Secret Service said. Amazing. Amazing. The Secret Service being robbed at gunpoint in California. really makes you feel like nation's in good hands, doesn't it? This is a major story. One of these where it's like, well, I could spend the whole show on this. Israeli military knew of Hamas's October 7th plans before terror attack. What? Oh my gosh, I'm shocked. I can't believe it. They knew about the October 7th plans before it happened? Do I look shocked? Do I look amazed? Did I look like I didn't know this? What? Oh my gosh. I can't believe it. Look, they said it was Israel's 9/11. That was just more true than we even knew. So the IDF knew of Hamas's plans to kidnap 250 before the October 7th attack. The IDF had precise information about Hamas's intentions, but due to prevailing conceptions in the security establishment and possible negligence by officials, the warning signs were not acted on. A newly surfaced document has revealed that the IDF and intelligence systems had detailed knowledge of Hamas's plans to raid Israel and kidnap 250 people weeks before the October 7th massacre. The document, which was compiled in the Gaza division, outlined Hamas's intention and was known to top intelligence officials, according to a report report by Khan News. The document titled Detailed End-to-End Raid Training was distributed on September 19th, 2023, and described in detail the series of exercises conducted by Hamas's elite units. These exercises included raiding military posts in kibbutzim, collective communities in Israel, kidnapping soldiers and civilians, and maintaining the hostages once they were in the Gaza Strip. Security sources told Khan News that the document was known to the intelligence leadership in, at very least, the Gaza division. So, remember, saying this makes you an anti-Semite conspiracy theorist Holocaust denier. But it is true. But it was actually true, what we said. And finally, this story, again, another one where we should probably spend a couple of segments digging into this because it's sort of terrifying. Doctor could face up to 10 years in prison for exposing transgender child mutilation at Texas hospital. From InfoWars.com, the Biden Department of Justice has unsealed its indictment against a small-town surgeon who revealed the ghastly transgender surgeries were being secretly committed on minors at Texas Children's Hospital after the hospital had purportedly discontinued its transgender program. Dr. Ethan Hyam, who identified himself earlier this year as the anonymous whistleblower who provided evidence of the ongoing so-called sex change procedures for children as young as 11 to Manhattan Institute journalist Christopher Rufo last year, had U.S. Marshals show up at his home earlier this month, summoning him to court to face four felony counts of alleged HIPAA violations. The now-revealed multiple-count indictment alleges that Hyam obtained protected individuals' health information for patients who were not under his care and without authorization. Hyam will appear before U.S. Magistrate Yvonne Y. Ho in Houston at 2 p.m. on Monday. So, the four-count indictment alleges Hyam obtained personal information, including patient names, treatment codes, and the attending physicians from Texas Children's Hospital's electronic system without authorization. He allegedly obtained this information under false pretenses and with the intent to cause malicious harm to TCH by telling the truth about what they were doing, by exposing that they were lying about having discontinued their transgender surgeries for children as young as 11. So they were permanently mutilating children at an industrial scale. He exposed this. Now he may go to prison for 10 years. So again, we'll touch on this a little bit later. But that's your Daily Dispatch, brought to you, of course, by InfoWarsStore.com. Saw a lot of people asking this question yesterday as to whether or not going to the InfoWars store is still a good idea, or whether they're, you know, going there is not just sending money to the FBI. No, it's not. It's sending money to us. If you go to the InfoWars store, you are supporting InfoWars. And we have been given this respite of at least 2 months. If you're watching the Alex Jones show yesterday, he laid out sort of what the future might look like for InfoWars. And if I can paraphrase him, basically he said, we have at least 2 months grace period here where Alex is in control. Operations are running it at full capacity, and anything you order from the InfoWars store will be delivered, and the funds will go to supporting this operation and keeping us running in the short term. And this could extend as long as 5 to 6 month grace period. And what's happening is the company or Alex's ownership of it is going to a interim trustee. It'll then go to a permanent sort of trustee, and it's that trustee who will hopefully find a buyer for InfoWars. And if we find the right buyer, it's somebody that will basically buy it and then just let it run and let Alex stay in charge, then InfoWars will continue on into the future indefinitely. So this is very good news. It's a very good thing, not just for us able to be here in this all-important election season, but good for you as well, as you can continue to get the incredible products at InfoWarsStore.com, which I know so much of our audience relies on daily for their health and wellness. InfoWarsStore.com. Go there today. You will be supporting us. You will be giving us the ammo we need to make use of this beachhead, to take advantage of this grace period that we have been given. I guess let's get into Biden. I guess we'll get into Biden. It's it's kind of a hard thing to deal with here, because we're having to, as we cover this, we have to like hold our nose and dive into the deep end of total doublethink Orwellian madness, okay? It's one of these things where if you can't see what's going on, I don't know if I can explain it to you. Okay, so I'm going to be sort of preaching to the choir here, because everybody here, everybody listening to me, should know by now full well that Joe Biden is not a well man. He is what is referred to in the scientific community as a coot. He is fully coot mode at this point. And yet, they're actually claiming that all of the videos of Joe Biden, the dozens a week, a couple a day, I mean, we have two from yesterday, videos of Joe Biden. We have three videos from one day of Joe Biden just being completely off his rocker, totally incompetent, totally embarrassing, constantly. I mean, it is astonishing, astonishing, the number of videos of this man, just a variety of incompetencies on display. Pooping himself, getting lost on stage, having to be led by the hand by other heads of state or former presidents, just literally yelling gibberish and then laughing. I mean, it's crazy. It is crazy the amount of video we have of this man just wandering around like a toddler, just like a confused 3-year-old trying to remember how to walk up the stairs. I mean, it's amazing. It really is amazing that not only do we have all of this video, that in and of itself is disturbing on its own, they actually are trying to convince people. Their line now is that these videos are fake. They're not real. They don't exist. You're not seeing them. It's all a right-wing conspiracy theory. Let's go now to clip 13. Here is White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre inventing new terms to try to convince people not to see with their own eyes. Let's watch.
There seems to be a sort of rash of videos that have been edited to make the president appear especially frail or mentally confused. I'm wondering if the White House is especially worried about the fact that this appears to be a pattern that we're seeing more of.
Yeah, I think you all have called this the cheap fakes video, and that's exactly what they are. They are cheap fakes video. They are done in bad faith, and some of your news organization have been very clear, have stressed that these right wing critics of the president have a credibility problem because of the fact checkers have repeatedly caught them pushing misinformation, disinformation, and so we see this, and this is something coming from your part of the world, calling them cheap fakes and misinformation. And I'll quote the Washington Post, where they wrote about this, and they said how Republicans use misleading videos to attack Biden in a 24-hour period. And to their credit, we have a conservative Washington Examiner did call them out as well, calling out the New York Post. Ironically, several recent cheap fakes actually attacked the president for thanking troops. For thanking troops, that is what they're attacking the president for. Both in Normandy, this happened, and again in Italy. And I think that it tells you everything that we need to know about how desperate Republicans are here. And instead of talking about the president's performance in office, and what I mean by that is his legislative wins, what he's been able to do for the American people across the country, we're seeing these deep fakes, these manipulated videos. And it is, again, done in bad faith.
So again, do I need to explain what we just saw there? I mean, do we need to go line by line and explain the rhetorical devices being employed by this woman? Or can we just say, talk about desperation? I mean, talk about a desperate, flailing attempt to discredit video that we receive on a daily basis. On a daily basis. They say these videos are edited. But they're not. They're just videos. They're just uncut shots of Biden doing things. I don't know where you would even edit these. I mean, how you could possibly edit. They're not fake. They're not fake. Now, she forgot her own line there at the end. She originally used the term cheap fake, which is obviously a play on deep fake. But then at the end, she says the word deep fake. Saying these are deep fakes are saying this is AI-generated, totally false video, which, as funny as this is, right? And the story's from Infowars.com. MSM says Biden's better than ever questioning his mental fitness as Russian disinformation campaign. I mean, that is hilarious. That's very funny. But really, if you think about what's actually happening here, you have an official government spokesperson. When asked about video of the president, again, on a daily basis, and we'll show you. I've got three. It's got Obama guiding him by the hand. There's other video from that event where Joe Biden is just, I mean, just absolute gibberish. He is just saying words that have no relation to one another while Obama nods next to him. Completely insane. And then there's another video from yesterday when Biden is being asked a bunch of questions by reporters and he just shouts gibberish at them, literal gibberish. I mean, in the first clip, he's saying like words, but they just don't make any sense. In the other clip, he literally is just like, it's crazy. These are three videos from the same day, from the exact same day. So they're saying that these videos are deepfakes. They're actually trying to discredit legitimate journalism by claiming that it was AI generated. Again, that's crazy. That's playing on people's, you know, suspicion and confusion about AI and its abilities to create fake video. I mean, it's getting a little uncertain now. You can't quite trust your eyes. Some things can be fake. Some AI is extremely convincing. So they're actually taking that uncertainty in the American populace and claiming that actual video is AI generated. So, that's a precedent being set that is horrifying in its implications. We're actually entering into a phase where, because AI is so advanced and because AI video generation is so convincing at this point, they're showing you that they're willing to claim that actual video of real events are AI generated when they know full well it's not, just like they knew full well that the Hunter Biden laptop wasn't Russian disinformation. So this is really just a sort of evolution of what they've done already. But they're actually sitting there telling you the video you're seeing with your own eyes of real events is AI generated and not to trust it. That's a very disturbing, extremely disturbing, that they would be willing to get up behind a podium and say this. She doubled down on it later. I'll show you that video on the other side. She says these videos are edited. They're not. She calls them cheap fakes. See, deep fakes are AI-generated video that aren't real. Cheap fakes are real video of actual things that are happening that the White House just doesn't want you reporting on. And that's what cheap fake means. Cheap fake means it's real. You're not supposed to talk about it. Supposed to be discredited because, what do they say, it's done in bad faith. Bad faith. We're showing video of what's happening. We're just showing the evidence of Biden's mental decline. Bad faith. You're our enemy. You're lying to our faces. Don't talk about bad faith. You're the priest of the bad faith. We'll show you videos on the other side. Stay with us.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support.
But I just want to encourage you at the same time, this is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil.
I have to say that I don't see a big solution other than some sort of mandatory vaccination. I know federal officials don't like to use that term.
Once people feel empowered and protected legally, you're going to have schools, universities, and colleges are going to say, you want to come to this college, buddy? You're going to get vaccinated. Lady, you're going to get vaccinated.
Yeah.
Big corporations like Amazon and Facebook and all of those others are going to say, you want to work for us? You get vaccinated. And it's been proven that when you make it difficult for people in their lives, they lose their ideological bullshit and they get vaccinated.
So he's talking about making things more difficult. You know, if you want to get into college, if you want to do anything, right, you just get vaxxed and you can do whatever you want. Now, let's apply that to the economy and what we've talked about numerous times about central bank digital currency. If you want Social Security, well, you better have their digital system with the FedNow app or whatever, right? It's like, how many people are going to say, I don't know about this. Maybe it's the mark of the beast. Maybe it is intrusion on my bank account. Maybe it's this.
But I need my paycheck.
But I need my paycheck. Right, you make it really, really difficult to say no, and you're going to have a lot of the population that complies. Just like with pandemics, just like with the economy, just like with the banks. And so this is the world that we're entering into. But if you're an investor, your goal should be to buy low, sell high, maximize your profits, and that's what we do. And we'll hold your hand through the economy. We'll let you know when it's time to buy, sell, reallocate, do whatever needs to be done. So you don't have to watch those like a hawk. And so, because we do. And now you can do that with an IRA. You can do that with a non-IRA. You can do that with your cash accounts, brokerage accounts. You can take delivery of it at home, or you can have it stored. So many options. And we can't use a cookie cutter approach, Alex, because everybody's different. Everybody has a different need. Is it growth or is it income? Are you close to retirement? Are you young? And that's why we spend so much time educating our clients.
And it's simple. What Boom. They call. Sense. They get a consultation, they talk to you, and you guys want a long-term relationship, and then boom, you deliver it to them or to a repository where they want to have this stored. It's so simple. You're the place to go. Everybody should give you guys a call or send an email right now at kepm.com/goal with your name and number, your info, when you want to talk to them, what the best times are, kepm.com/goal. Send them the email. But even better than that, call, leave your number, give them your number, make the connection. Don't wait. I mean, it's such a simple move to make, and I only promote what I really feel good about. kepm.com/gold or call 720-605-3900.
Hey, you're watching the American Journal. Watch it live now at Band.Out Video, Jack.
Hey, Joe.
Sir.
Where you going with that gun of yours?
No, you can tell that wasn't really Biden because he got through it without blabbering incoherently.
I said, where you going with
that? An actual deep fake there. So much to cover. I'm going to get into the Tranifesto, the Transgender Manifesto. I'm going to get into some more lawfare against Trump, some censorship. We got a lot of censorship news. We got failures of the federal government on truly biblical level. There's a lot of stuff to get into. But this story, I mean, rarely am I shocked at the brazenness. I'm so used to it at this point. But it's like every time they do it, it's like they're doing it for the first time. Every time they just lie to your face in such a blatant way, it's like shocking. Like, it doesn't matter how many times you get slapped in the face. Every time you get slapped in the face, it's a shock, right? I mean, this is a slap in the face of the American people. And in a way, like, I was just trying to imagine being a Democrat, you know, think tank person. Being Karine Jean-Pierre. You're sitting there and you're like, all right, Every day there's a video of Joe Biden, at least. I mean, at least every day. Every time he goes out in public. So he does two events, that's two videos. Every time he goes out in public, every time cameras are on him, they capture him showing evidence of severe cognitive decline. Okay, every time Joe Biden goes out in public, you get a video of him. That's embarrassing to us. So what do we do here? We can't just not have him be in public. I mean, he's supposed to be running a campaign. He's supposed to be running a nation here. He's got to actually do events. Okay, so we can't just keep him out of the public eye completely. The videos are there. We can't exactly try to spin this as if it doesn't exist. People are seeing it with their own eyes. So what do? Well, we play on people's confusion and fear about AI, and we come up with a term that sounds like deepfake, but is slightly different. So we can say, well, we're not actually saying these are fake. We're saying they're out of context or they're edited dishonestly. I mean, they got to come up with something. So this is what they come up with. To actually claim that none of this is real. I mean, they're sort of in an impossible position. What else are they supposed to say? I mean, before they used to say, well, you know, he has a stutter. Well, he has a childhood stutter that's coming back. I mean, that doesn't really work when instead of stuttering, he's pooping himself. Okay, so that's not exactly the best excuse. So they can't sit there and go, well, you know, what are they going to say? It's mean? It's mean to point out that he's an incompetent old coot? And they got nothing. They got no excuse. They got no reason. It is just absolutely insane how stupid they think the American people are. So they actually come up with this term, cheap fake. They say it's done in bad faith. They actually say that right-wing outlets are I didn't even get this one. They're criticizing him for thanking the troops. What are they even talking about? Do you mean during the D-Day celebration in France when he pooped himself in front of everybody? Is that what you're talking about? That's not us criticizing him for thanking the troops. That's us pointing out that our president is incontinent and needs to wear a diaper. Either that, or he just decides to like lean over and crouch for no reason. Like, is he on fentanyl? I mean, there's got to be a reason. We're all seeing what's going on here. So it's just so disconnected and bizarre. That truly is shocking. So we'll show a couple videos just from yesterday, but this goes even deeper. Not only are they claiming that all of these are just deep fakes, every video from every day, from every time Joe Biden goes in public, they're all fake, but they're not fake. You're just not supposed to look at them. I mean, they're not deep fakes. They're not AI generated. They are real video of real things that are happening. They just, you know, don't want you to pay attention to it or look at it or think about it. That's what the term cheap fake means. Not only are they just saying all of this is fake, insane, they're saying individual instances are fake and they're trying to cover it up. In the most blatant and obvious way, again, if I was a Democrat, I would be offended. I mean, when you sit there, you watch a video of Joe Biden being just completely insane. You go, gee, that wasn't great. You know, I'm a Democrat, but that didn't look very good. And you turn on TV and your fellow Democrats are sitting there going, that never happened. You're imagining that. Are you not offended? Are you not a little bit offended? You know, I go, all right, don't treat me like an idiot. I saw it happen. I mean, it's fine. I mean, you can explain it. He's an old man. You know, maybe it was a little out of context. Give me some reasons behind, but don't sit there and tell me it didn't happen. I saw it with my own eyes. I mean, are you not offended? I would be offended. So they're actually pointing to individual instances. Tell me if you can see the trickery being played here. Harry J. Sisson says MAGA is lying again. The new lie that Biden had to be led off stage by Obama and that he froze, but it's completely false. The video shows what actually happened, and it's not some selectively edited garbage. The lies don't stop from MAGA. Okay, so I guess we'll start with the video of him just obviously being led off of stage, so you can see for yourself that what we're seeing is absolutely true. Let's go first to clip 16. Obama and President Joe Biden offer final waves to the Peacock Theater crowd as Obama then grabs Biden's hand and leads him off stage. This is what Harry J. Sisson is telling you isn't real, doesn't exist, and is selectively edited. Let's watch. Okay. I don't see an edit yet. No edit here. No cutting away. No AI interpretation. There he is, frozen. He has stopped moving. There's Obama reaching out, tugging him. Come on, Joe. Come on. We're supposed to be leaving here. Pat him on the back. Make it look casual. Okay, literally not a single edit, not a single cut, not a single jump. This is what he calls selectively edited, highly edited deep fake. Cheap fake. Okay, just a straight up video from someone's cell phone. Totally unedited, not a single cut in the entire thing. Here's what Harry J. Sisson published as the real footage, where you can see that this never happened. Clip 22. Okay, here's Biden looking weird, looking like an old man. He's waving to the crowd. That was one cut. Obama waving. Okay, there's a second cut. Okay, he's sort of doing a Hitler salute type thing here. Okay, so wandering around, a couple cuts. This is from the official broadcast. Now, there he's frozen. Now, this is the scene where he's frozen. Oh, look, it cuts out so far, you can't even see what's happening. Oh, look, in that one instant where he reaches out to grab his arm and pull him, the one instant that we talk about and show on screen, they just happened to cut to the wide shot where you couldn't see anything. This, I mean, are you not offended? Are you not, you know, I mean, he's saying you're stupid. That's what Harry J. Sisson is saying. He's saying you're stupid. We show a video, totally unedited, single shot from a cell phone of Joe Biden freezing up, Obama grabbing his arm and having to lead him off stage. Very embarrassing. Just another piece of evidence of Joe Biden being totally incompetent. Harry J. Sisson said this is highly edited garbage. It's a total lie. And posts a video where the one instance, the one pertinent moment where the thing happens, they cut to a wide shot where you can't see anything, an actually selectively edited piece of footage. I mean, come on. What are we doing here? What is this? Do you not feel insulted? I would feel insulted. I don't feel insulted because I know these people are liars, but I mean, come on.
All right, I'm going to talk about something that's really central to everybody out there watching and listening. And when I say this, I'm not lecturing you. I'm lecturing myself because it's a psychological phenomenon of how tyranny works. We've all heard of the frog in the pot, and it's a true story because in Louisiana and Mississippi, they eat a lot of bullfrogs, folks. I've had them. They're pretty tasty. They're fresh. They're boiled with a little bit of Cajun seasoning. If you throw a bullfrog into boiling water, he'll jump out. If you put him in cold water and slowly turn the heat up, he'll just sit there, and it gets warm, it gets hot, he passes out, he dies. So we all know we're in tyranny, those of us that are awake. Some people don't, but a large portion of America, I'd say a majority now, overwhelmingly knows we got a corrupt, occupied government that's absolutely at war with us. But that's not enough to just know it. And then you can't just get used to whatever the new insane excess is as the tyrants double down and then say, oh, sure, we know about it, and then just accept it. You've got to speak out against it. You've got to get upset about it. You've got to pray about it. You've got to vote against it. You've got to support lawsuits against it. And you've got to back the people in the media and in the government and in the corporations and in the churches and in education that are fighting the tyrants and in medicine. We're not in normal times. And it's not normal to be under this level of oppression and surveillance and bullying and tyranny. And our enemies, a bunch of criminals, have arrogantly hijacked this country. And they mistake America's history and its power for their own. And that's why whistleblowers in the federal government, whistleblowers in big tech, and whistleblowers in private industry and law enforcement and everywhere are so critical. We got to kill their ideas. We've got to expose them. We've got to remove our support from them. We've got to get control of our governments. And then we're not going to imprison and execute these people once they've had due process because we hate them. We're going to do it because we love the good people of this planet, and we're not going to take it anymore. But when you see unbridled, psychotic evil by the technocrats and the big corporations unleashed on people, folks, if you're not pissed off, something's wrong with you.
The most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland is white supremacy.
The most lethal terrorist threat in the homeland, white supremacists.
The most lethal terrorist threat to the homeland today, white supremacy is terrorism.
We have seen a rise in white supremacy.
The number one threat to this country, domestic terrorism-wise, is white supremacy.
But at the end of the day, folks, the best sports players, anybody, have emotion. And the best artists have emotion. And I'm just telling you, I'm really sick of these people. I've got four children, and I care about humanity, and I like good, decent, wholesome fun. And man, the people we got running things aren't just evil pedophile jerks. They really want us eating poison bugs. They want to take away everything decent, a nice juicy steak. They want to take away a nice piece of fish. They want to. They told people during the fake pandemic, don't look at the sun. Don't look at the sunset. Don't talk to your neighbors all over the place. Screw these people. I'm sick of them dictating everything. I'm tired of their cult. And I'm not in their cult. And I want to stop them.
What did he just say?
He said there's a storm coming in.
I know.
I'm telling you, we will move on. I'm not just spending so much time on this, you know, to dunk on Biden. Think about what's actually happening right now. Just extrapolate this out to anything else. If they can sit there and with a straight face tell you that the video footage that you're seeing is a deep fake when it's not, this has to be confronted. And the fact that not only are they actually willing to say this in what they just absolutely know to be untrue. They know these videos are real, and yet they're telling you they're deep fakes. She said deep fake. She said cheap fake at first, but she said deep fake at the end. That means a totally fabricated AI video. That's not what these are. So the fact that they're saying that this is what they are, the fact that they're lying so egregiously, the fact that they are saying that you're using selectively edited footage, that there's no edits in whatever, and then posting actually selectively edited footage to counteract it. I mean, this is like a big deal. I mean, maybe I'm blowing this out of proportion, but this is not something that you can just sort of laugh at. It's like, no, the whole media should be mocking this. The whole media should be going, all right, you can try to spin this how you want, but don't tell us that this is fake, because it's not fake. You can tell us it's overblown. You can try to combat it some way, whatever, but don't tell us that this is fake, because it's not fake. Now, we can't survive as a nation if we've got a government who will dismiss or discredit real video footage of our president by claiming it's AI generated when it's not. That's the danger of AI. Not that people are actually going to create fake things. I guess that's part of the danger too. But to me, the real danger is now that AI exists, they're going to blame real video on AI. That's what they're doing right now. This is a big deal. It's also a big deal that our country is being led by this thing, this zombie, this monster, this lich, whatever this is, Joe Biden. I don't know. I'll show you some videos here in this segment. Because, again, I got three videos from yesterday. We just showed the one of Obama leading him off stage. But Karine Jean-Pierre actually doubled down on this. We'll go quickly to clip 20 here. I'll pull us out. But she actually doubles down on this claim that the video evidence of Biden getting led around by people, freezing up, not knowing where he's going, being treated like a literal toddler, she doubles down on saying that this is fake. Let's watch.
Just a quick follow on the video you were talking about. Yeah. There were two instances in recent days where leaders, former President Obama and George Meloni of Italy, they physically put hands on the president to guide him and show him, give stage directions. Are they doing that on their own, or has anybody asked them to run the show like that?
First of all, let me spoke to the most recent, right?
And
as we saw on Saturday, the President Obama's office put out a statement. So I would refer you to that statement about what was being accused in those by others.
She can't even string the White House spokesperson can't even string a sentence together,
right? Or what was being falsely reported that they were seeing. Let's not forget,
video published.
President Obama, President Biden have a relationship.
Oh.
They are friends.
Oh.
They're like family to each other.
Oh, wow.
And I think that's
so
what
sweet.
You saw. You saw the president put his hand behind on the back of President Biden.
Like and, a grandson leading his grandfather around. We know.
After taking questions or at an event, taking questions from Jimmy Kimmel.
She's so bad at her job. It really is sad.
I would refer you to President Obama's
office. President Obama made a statement.
They talked about this. They discussed this. And
we saw it on video. Doesn't matter what he said about it afterwards.
All right.
You wanted to say something about
Meloni, I don't have anything. I don't know specifically what happened with
Meloni. I don't know what happened. Oh, but it was definitely fake.
But
it was fake.
As I said, it was a cheap...
A cheap fake.
Definitely a cheap fake. It was. This was widely fact-checked.
It was widely fact-checked.
Including by conservative media on what happened, what occurred. The president walked over to give a thumbs up to divers who had just landed right in front of him. And if you run that tape a little bit longer, you would see what was happening, what the president was actually doing. And
okay, great idea. Great idea, Pierre. Let's do that. We can go ahead and pull it down. Let's pull up the video of Joe Biden being led around by Giorgio Meloni. Remember the video? She's like, I don't even know what you're talking about, but it's definitely fake. Let's go to the Meloni video here if we can pull that up. It's not on the list, but you guys were playing it as B-roll a second ago. Because the video shows the diver with his parachute in front of Joe Biden. There's the diver with the parachute. Where's Joe Biden going? He's not going towards the diver. He's not giving a thumbs up to the diver. I don't know who he thinks he's giving thumbs up to. Giorgio Meloni's like, no, the diver's right there, dude. It's where all of us are looking. And leads him over. So she calls this a cheap fake. She calls this a deep fake. She tells you that this didn't happen. She never heard of it, but also it's fake. Okay, so again, it's one thing to try to spin this. It's one thing to say that his verbal gaffes are the consequence of a stutter, to try to get some sympathy for him, when in reality it's his brain breaking down in real time. That's one thing. When they are blatantly lying to you about video evidence that you can watch and see how wrong they are, this is very disturbing. This is very, very disturbing. Now, we just saw in the last few days, you know, he's pooping himself at the D-Day thing. He's being led around by the hand by Giorgio Meloni as he's waving to some other dude while the guy who parachuted is literally right in front of him. He's being led off of the stage by Barack Obama, but let's look at what happened before he was led off stage by Barack Obama. Let's first go to clip number 17. Here's Joe. He's trying to say something. Boy, howdy, is he trying to express a thought here. Doesn't quite come across. And you can just feel, you can feel the awkwardness from Obama as he nods along to this absolute incoherent gibberish. Let's go to clip 17 here.
And guess what? It's growing. The economy's growing. People are doing better.
We have the highest unemployment, the lowest unemployment rate in 50 years. We have more people, we've had over 15 million people, brand new, hired into the workforce. You know, my son says, we all have various short-term descriptions for your jobs, for what you accomplish. And he should say, Joe Jobs.
Joe Jobs. Okay. Again, that was before he was ever let off the stage. Was that a cheap fake too? Because that was pure, unadulterated gibberish. That was gibberish. Obama's just like, We got the highest unemployment, lowest unemployment. My son said Joe Jobs. Good point, Joe. I get it. No, he's definitely sharp. No, it's definitely Russian disinformation to question that guy. I mean, my God. And now, that's two instances from yesterday. Let's go to a third. Clip number 11. There's a couple options here as to what exactly is going on. We'll go over them on the other side. Here's Joe Biden being asked questions by a journalist and just blurting gibberish and laughing to himself. Crazy. It's crazy, but this is the President of the United States. Let's watch.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. President.
And he laughs. So what was that? I don't know what that was. Actually, I don't know what he was just yelling there. I don't know if that was supposed to be words or if that was just sort of nothing. I just put in a different version of it. It's the close-up version. We can get maybe a better read on what exactly he's saying here. Let me know when you have that one in, because it's sort of one or two options. Either he actually is saying something and it's just unintelligible, or he's just mocking the people trying to ask him questions. So let's go to the close-up shot now.
Are you worried about the
And then he laughs. Okay, well, just what is happening? What is that? So he either actually yelled something, which you can't understand what it is, or he's just mocking the people. Where it's like, you've got these people like, sir, what about the war cabinet? Sir, do you have any comments about the war cabinet shakeup in Israel? This is like a war that you're like a big part of. Do you have any good? And he's just like, not going to answer you. I don't answer anybody. I don't even know where I am. Help us.
Ultimate Fish Oil is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And we know that fish oil has been one of the most popular, if not the most popular supplements for decades in the United States. Many people consume fish oil that they get at the grocery store, that they get at the pharmacy. But Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com is a superior product. And there are so many different reasons why you should be getting this product from InfoWarsStore.com instead of the generic brands or the name brands at your pharmacy or the grocery store. Okay, so the first reason why you want to check out Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com is because there are studies that show that fish oil can help with things like lowering your blood pressure. It can also help with things like brain development. Studies have been backing that up for years. And finally, things like inflammation can also be reduced for those who consume fish oil. Now, Ultimate Fish Oil is not just your generic type of fish oil, but it is brought to you by InfoWars, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. So this targeted release fish oil not only helps your heart, helps your brain, helps with inflammation, but it keeps InfoWars on the air. Now, we know we are at a really fishy time in the history of the United States of America. And if you want to make a difference in your own life and your own health while simultaneously making a positive impact and difference in the world, then going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting Ultimate Fish Oil is a great way to fight the machine while fighting for your health. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil now. Take the leap, grab the Ultimate Fish Oil, and let's show the world what you're truly capable of. The question isn't who's going to let you, it's who's going to stop you. Visit InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Ultimate Fish Oil.
One of the things I learned that shocked me was that the government was putting fluoride in our water, not to mention all the other chemicals in food and water that cause health problems and thyroid issues. And I figured, what is the solution? Nascent iodine kept coming up in research. We decided here at InfoWars to bring you the purest form of nascent iodine. Survival Shield X3 can help support your thyroid and help with a healthy metabolism. Survival Shield X3, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.